you had to go. You'd say, I have blank to go before dark.
I have, further to go.
Or if it's quite a distance, say if you were going to Virginia.
We have a long way to go yet.
If someone is, and something is very common and you don't have to look at it for it in a special place, you know exactly where it is, you would say that you can find that just about, something that, say, a loaf of bread, you can find just about, if you were going shopping, you wouldn't have to go to a special place to get it. You can find that just about
any place.
If you have a good yield or a big crop, say of wheat or corn, what would you say? He raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, what would you say you did to it? If you were buying, say the lot next door, if it was full of brush and stuff.
We just cleaned up the lot.
Even when you cut down the trees, you'd say that's cleaning up?
Cleaning it off or cleaning it up.
Out in the field, the second cutting of the clover of grass, what do you call the old, dead, dried up grass that's left over on the ground in the springtime?
I would say just the dead grass.
If it's the second time it's cut.
I really don't know, Lois.
What is wheat tied into?
Bundles.
The bundles or sheaves of wheat are usually piled up into a
stack.
If a man raised 40, if a man raised wheat, you'd say he raised 40 blank of wheat to an acre. Or
probably 40. I've never been around any wheat fields.
How about peaches? How would you buy...
Let's say so many bushels to an acre.
Do you know what you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? Say,
I think they run them through a thresher.
Has to be, but it has to be...
Thrashed.
If a man has been running for two miles and then he had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is blank he could go.
Is as far as he could go.
If something belongs to me, you say it's
yours.
If it belongs to both of us, you'd say
it's ours.
When you're coming, people who have been to visit you, and they're about to leave, you say to them, blank, come back again.
You please come back again.
Well, if you want to say, if you want to ask them to come back again, you'd say,
y'all come back.
If their car is out in the road as they're getting to leave, and you might say to them, you better hurry, someone's going to run. If it's the busy street and you're worried about that car, you say you better hurry, someone's going to
run over your car or hit your car.
Okay. Asking about people at a party, you'd say blank had been there or blank had been here. In other words, if you came in and sat down and you were about the last person there and everyone's left, you'd want to know
who all had been there.
When you're asking about a speaker's remarks, or somebody said, say the minister at church, or maybe a news broadcast, you'd say, blank did he say.
What did he have to say?